Have you ever noticed how some couples emerge from arguments closer than before, while others spiral into resentment? After studying over 3,000 couples for more than 5 decades, Julie and John Gottman discovered something surprising. It's not the absence of conflict that makes relationships thrive, but how couples navigate it.
Their groundbreaking research shows that the first 3 minutes of an argument can predict a couple's relationship status 6 years later with over 90% accuracy.
The myth that happy couples don't fight is just that, a myth.
In fact, couples who pride themselves on never fighting often grow emotionally distant. The real problem isn't conflict itself, but that most of us were never taught how to fight constructively.
Like the lawyer couple who ultimately divorced over a puppy and the mummified dog poop neither would clean up, small disagreements can calcify into relationship-destroying conflicts when we don't address what's truly happening beneath the surface.
Here's what might surprise you. 69% of all relationship conflicts are perpetual, stemming from fundamental differences that will never fully disappear. Only 31% are actually solvable. Yet this doesn't doom relationships. The Gottman's research identified a crucial ratio. Successful couples maintain at least 5 positive interactions for every negative one during conflict, and 20-1 outside of conflict. What matters isn't whether you argue, but maintaining this balance of positivity amid disagreement. 3 healthy conflict styles exist: avoiding, agree to disagree, validating, discussing issues collaboratively, and volatile, engaging with high emotion but balancing with humor. Any style can succeed with that 5-1 ratio. The most challenging dynamic occurs when partners have different meta-emotions, how they feel about feelings, affecting 83% of heterosexual couples, 77% of gay couples, and 73% of lesbian couples.
That argument about dirty dishes in the sink? It's rarely about dishes. Relationships often transition from ecstasy to eggshells, from initial harmony to a state where any comment might trigger conflict. The couple arguing over pizza boxes is really fighting about consideration and respect. What makes these conflicts destructive is how we respond to bids for connection. Happy couples turn toward these bids 86% of the time, troubled couples only 33%. These interactions create an emotion bank account of goodwill that buffers conflicts. When couples fight about seemingly trivial matters, like Manuel and Shanae arguing for years about gift giving, they're experiencing the shallows, fighting about surface issues without exploring deeper meanings. Signs you need to dive deeper include fighting about trivial matters, making compromises that get undermined, seeing the same topic repeatedly emerge, or witnessing outsized reactions. The dreams within conflict approach emerged from the Gottman's own struggle over buying a cabin, where Julie revealed how nature was her sanctuary from childhood trauma, while John shared his refugee parents' warning about immovable property. This mutual understanding led to compassion and compromise.
The first 3 minutes of your conversation determines its trajectory. The Gottmans discovered that harsh startups, like criticism, you always leave clothes everywhere, contempt, or kitchen sinking multiple complaints, create negative patterns couples rarely recover from. Instead, use the softened startup formula. I feel X, the problem is Y, I need Z. This creates dialogue rather than defensiveness. During conflict escalation, your heart rate can jump from 76 to over 100 beats per minute, a physiological response called flooding that makes constructive conversation impossible. When flooded, people typically lash out, become defensive, or shut down completely, as stress hormones trigger fight-flight-freeze responses. Couples who regularly experience flooding without addressing it are likely headed for separation. The key skill is recognizing your personal warning signs, such as jaw tension or racing heartbeat. When flooding occurs, communicate your need for a break, move out of visual range, do something soothing for at least 20 minutes, but not longer than 24 hours, and return at the agreed time.
6 essential questions help uncover dreams behind conflicts. What beliefs relate to your position? How does it connect to your childhood?
Why is it important? What feelings arise? What's your ideal dream? Is there an underlying purpose? Paradoxically, the most painful conflicts offer the greatest potential for deepening intimacy. They spotlight what matters most to us, helping partners truly know each other.
We often approach relationship conflicts as zero-sum battles, where someone must win and someone must lose. The consequences are severe. A 20-year study showed that 58% of husbands in oppositional relationships died during the study, versus only 20% in collaborative ones. The solution comes from Aikido's principle of yielding to win, moving with your partner's energy rather than fighting it. Research shows men who accept their partner's influence have happier marriages, while those resisting shared power face an 81% probability of divorce. Same-sex couples typically excel at accepting influence, taking conflicts less personally, and using humor during disagreements. The Bagel method helps find compromises by identifying core non-negotiables, inner circle, and areas of flexibility, outer circle. Moving beyond zero-sum thinking means reaching what mathematician John Nash called an equilibrium, a point where both partners win through compromise and feel satisfied with the outcome.
Unhealed conflict wounds remain exceptionally clear in memory. The Zeigarnik effect shows unfinished emotional business stays more vivid than resolved issues. These memories become increasingly distorted over time, with each partner's recollection growing more biased. The key to healing is acknowledging that we all filter experiences through our own perceptions, creating different realities of the same fight. The five-step process for processing fights includes sharing feelings without blame, describing your perception, identifying past triggers, acknowledging your role, and planning better responses. Repair can address conflicts from yesterday or decades ago. Fighting right isn't about eliminating conflict, but transforming it into a path for deeper understanding. By describing feelings rather than criticizing, explaining needs instead of attacking, exploring underlying dreams, and compromising thoughtfully, conflicts become opportunities for growth. When we improve how we fight in intimate relationships, the effects ripple throughout our lives. Our deepest needs often emerge during conflicts, and understanding what lies beneath creates not just resolution, but connection, turning disagreement into sacred ground for knowing and being known.